Shalom Aleichem Abiyaf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Dafav, Bechoros 6a, pagination is 11. We'll start on the facing page, the end of the Mishnah, which described a scenario where an animal gave birth to an animal that looks very different than it. The example that the Mishnah gave was para, a cow, shayolda min chamor, that gives birth to what looks like a donkey. Now, how this happens, why it happens, if it happens, but that's the description. And it's recorded in Halacha that there could be a scenario where what emanates from a kosher animal is a look-alike to a totally different animal. And the Mishnah asks, Umahem ba'achila, what is the halacha regarding the kashrus of this look-like-a-donkey child of a cow? Behema tahora sheyolda k'min behema tameya. If a kosher animal gives birth to what looks like a non-kosher animal, muta ba'achila, it's permitted to be eaten. Utameya sheyolda k'min behema tahora, the opposite scenario where a non-kosher animal gives birth to something that looks like a kosher animal, asur ba'achila, is going to be forbidden. Shehayotze min ha-tamei tamei, because what comes out of a non-kosher animal is non-kosher. Vayotze min ha-tor tor, and what comes out of a kosher animal is kosher. And that rule at the end of the Mishnah is something that the Gemara is going to expound upon. It's going to impact, for example, the topic of milk coming from a kosher animal or a non-kosher animal. And there's going to be a discussion regarding honey as well, if that's considered yotze min ha-tamei, coming from something that's tamei, non-kosher, a bee. And theoretically, it should be tamei if it's yotze min, if it's a secretion. So that's something that we still have to discuss. It'll be on tomorrow's daf, I believe. Now, the concept of anything that comes from something non-kosher is non-kosher leaves us in more advanced learning with an interesting question regarding mother's milk. Mother's milk is not just food for the infant, but it does have halachic status. Halachic status of mother's milk is that it's kosher pariv. A person who's not an infant is not allowed to take it directly from the woman, but if it's expressed, there could be a medicinal reason that someone is recommended to have such milk. And the question is, why isn't it non-kosher? So, the Shach in Simen Ayin Tes of Yoredeya Sif Katan Dalid points out, Uklal Zeh, this rule that we have stated in our Mishnah, that anything that comes from non-kosher is non-kosher, Eino Ela Lamasha Isura Belav, that only applies if the prohibition, the thing that makes it non-kosher, is a lav, a prohibition. But if something is an Isser Asay or a Derabbanon, then it's not going to be this rule, and therefore human flesh, for example, a person is picking at the edges of the fingernail where there's skin, bites off a piece of skin, so not supposed to swallow that. That's some level of prohibition. either a drabanon or an iser asay, the Taz Sifkatan Gimel brings that machlokes, but says the Shach, as far as we're concerned in our topic of mother's milk, v'lochein cholav adam mutter afapisha besaro asur. Even though the flesh of a human being is forbidden, but the milk expressed is not included in this rule, in this guideline that the Mishnah is stating that anything from non-kosher is non-kosher. Let's turn the page and we'll see quite a bit of discussion here regarding milk in particular. And I think we'll kind of do this amud backwards. So we're on Vav Amud Beis 6b, pagination 12, counting up from the wide lines, four lines. V'chalav de behema tahora minalan deshari. How do you know that there's such a thing as kosher milk? Ilema, you might want to suggest, mida'asa rachmana basa b'chalav, since the Torah prohibited meat and milk, obviously, the milk must have been permitted in and of itself. And the Gemara deflects that proof and says that maybe milk was prohibited, theoretically, and the Torah is just coming to say that if you mix it with meat, the prohibition gets even greater and it's prohibited in benefit as well. The Gemara into the wide lines on the sixth line, Mehacha, I could bring you a proof like this. Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash. Eretz Israel is praised in being a land that flows with milk and honey. Ve'ilo Deshari, if not for the fact that milk is permitted, Mishtabachlan kura b'midi d'lochazi, would the Pasuk praise it in something that you're not allowed to have? That doesn't make sense. Must be it's being praised in something that you're able to enjoy. Now, moving back on the same Amud, there's a discussion regarding milk that the Gemara in one approach links milk to dam, to blood, meaning uterine blood, in that the cow has the ability to conceive, the uterine lining, and then once a birth takes place, the energy, instead of being put into blood, is put into milk to feed the calf. And that indeed takes place. And in simple, basic biology, the presence of nursing, the time period after the childbirth, is not going to be a time of conception. It's a time when the energy, instead of working for the uterus, is working for the milk. In the words of the Gemara, Dam nechar v'na'ase cholov. The blood is transformed into milk. The focus of the body is to generate milk, and that's not the time for blood. And in some way, that means that the milk is being looked at on some level as if it's blood. The other approach as to why conception is not meant to happen immediately after a childbirth is that the body is wired because evoreo misparkin hemena, because the limbs got shaken up. Ve'enafsha chozeras aleo ad esrim ve'arba'o chodesh. and the body is not restored to its strength until 24 months have elapsed. Now, these two concepts are also by humans in Hilchas Nida. We work with both of these concepts in terms of whether we anticipate a period in a woman after childbirth. If we would work with only one approach, Dam Nekar V'Nasa Cholov, then it would be only if she's nursing. She would be, so to speak, protected on some level for 24 months. The other approach, which we accept, is that for 24 months, she simply was shaken up, and the body is supposed to protect itself for 24 months from conception. There are those who hold that nowadays that conception can happen earlier, even though there's nursing, and even though it's within 24 months, that's almost an illness. That's almost an abnormality in the system, because the Gemara records that these two things should, in simple biology, in basic original wiring, are supposed to produce an effect that the uterine blood does not return and conception is not something the body's ready for. It affects, on some level, our attitude towards birth control during those months following childbirth. It also affects the discussion of whether we impose an ona beninus, a 30-day vest, with the assumption that women see on a cycle. Well, during those 24 months, we have no reason to say that if the Gemara told us that there's no such requirement, so to speak, no such expectation. Okay, we'll stop there for now. Yasher koach for joining.